Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Maestro Simeon Tartaglioni from the Newark Symphony Orchestra. He's the music director and pretty much the driving force, making the story short. Simeon, thank you for being here with us and sharing the many things that the Newark Symphony Orchestra is doing these days.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and hello to our audience today.
Fantastic. You have so many things in the pipeline right now, but let's begin with the generics. And if you're so nice in bringing us up to speed, sort of speak, if you share some of the history of the organization for those who have not had the chance to know about that, why don't we begin from there?
Yeah. Newark Symphony is an incredible miracle for me. When I started to know them in 2009, mm-hmm. I was really shocked. The amount of love, energy, productivity, artistry that we have is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a volunteer orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of people who are music teachers and music lovers,
mm-hmm.
people who really play well and mm-hmm. dedicate an enormous amount of time to the orchestra.
Right.
Because the orchestra is run mostly by players. Right now, for example, our president and our vice presidents are a violin section and a cello section.
Well,
and
perfect.
Our PR is too, and our ENO president, president of the committee. So it's really the
it's
love
of
music
love.
That drives the organization. So it was easy for me to just
to
join the drive a Ferrari who was ready, with the full gasoline and the engine running and starting.
It is incredible, as you clearly stated. I mean, I understand that it was founded in 1966. And so it's been there, done that for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not like a brand new organization, which is excellent, and run essentially, as you said, by volunteers.
Yeah.
So that speaks of an act of love that has to be celebrated.
Yeah, and it's very interesting in their history that I am just the third music director in such a long history. It was kind of scary. I came after Maestro Roman Pavlovsky, who was with the orchestra 26 years.
So was that kind of scary for you?
Oh my. But the thing is, it is a wonderful force still, close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came for a concert that we dedicated to him.
Uh-huh.
We called A Gift from Roman.
Uh-huh.
And so we dedicate a piece that he transcribed for our brass ensemble.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to play the canon at the Mother's Day concert.
Which is the reason, many reasons for you to be here, but that's the upcoming show that you have.
Yes. We have a very nice program that we put together for our audience.
Uh-huh.
It's called Mother's Day at the Symphony. And it's a program specifically taught for celebrating mothers. In some way, we said it's like having a 4th of July celebration
mm-hmm.
for the mothers.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have pieces very triumphant and audience pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
One of that is, of course, 1812,
uh-huh.
as I just said, where we have canons played by mm-hmm. Our former music director.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the full orchestra with extra winds and brass and choirs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program that I thought very, unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fortunate that we can do that because we have so many resources of, friends, players.
Mm-hmm.
In the first half, we are going to have a very rarely performed piece,
mm-hmm.
Janáček Sinfonietta.
Mm-hmm.
Janáček is like probably with Dvorak, the most important Czech composer. The reason the piece is so rarely performed
mm-hmm.
is because it requires 12 trumpets.
That's
a nightmare for every organization to find.
Uh-huh.
We have them all. Actually, we may have two more
within
than
that. Within the Newark Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, the Newark Symphony Orchestra. But for that piece,
mm-hmm.
immediately I look for the collaboration. And I went to a friend of us, who is Russell Murray,
mm-hmm.
who is the conductor, the music director of the Chesapeake Silver Cornet Brass Band,
mm-hmm.
A local organization with just brass.
Right.
And he is also the the dean at the University of Delaware, of course.
Right. We've had Russell in the past.
Yeah. And I said, would you like to do that? And I said, yes. So we are going to of course, have their help to cover all the extra brass. So they will be a core collaboration in that performance.
But not only them. I can see that you guys are collaborating with the Southern Delaware Chorale Society, the Cecil County Chorale Society.
So when I thought about this program, I thought, you know, Janáček is a glorious piece, phenomenal, happy ending and glorious ending. But I said, it's not well known. We need something well known. So I was thinking a celebration piece should be for the mothers, something that, you know, we give them as a gift of triumphant love. So I thought about 1812.
Why not?
And I said, you know what, 1812, Tchaikovsky asked for a banda. It means extra brass. But there are versions of that overture with choir.
Oh.
So I said, huh, that would be great. So we have a piece with Janáček with extra brass, a piece like 1812 with extra brass and choir. Let's have a piece also for choir. So I thought about The Stranger in Paradise. It is a piece that my mom loves.
Oh, there
and
you go.
She was singing all the time. A Stranger in Paradise melody comes from borrowed in Paul Visiano dances. So I said, that's the piece that we should do for mothers, because I'm sure that it is, first of all, so very well known and everybody loves it. So I thought the collaboration with these two choirs, the Cecil County Choral Society and the Southern Delaware Choral Society. So they are going to join together and they will perform the Borodin dances and then the Tchaikovsky with everybody. So we're going to have the beginning with the full orchestra, 75 Noir Symphony members regular, plus about 26 extra brass to do Janáček. And then in the second half, we are going to have Borodin Polovician dances with the two choirs. And then we end the program with 1812 with the orchestra, the two choirs, the extra brass, and two bell choirs. So because Tchaikovsky asks for bells at the end. So we invited the Wilmington Bell Choir with...
Thank you. That was about to mention them. So that's so one, two, three, four, five organizations working together for a magnificent Mother's Concert.
Yeah. And in the middle of that, there's going to be a little surprise, musical surprise for the moms. Something that they will love and all the kids will love, and we will bring a lot of memories. So I invited my mom to come. We just bought tickets for her. She's going to come from Italy just for that performance. I'm really excited.
What part of Italy is she coming from?
Sicily. We are from Agrigento, very far south of
I love your accent. That's so lovely. It talks about... Anyway, we can talk about that later on. But for the time being, it sounds like a magnificent, magnificent, well... coordinated program for a Mother's Day. When is that taking place and at what time? Give us
the
details.
It's Mother's Day, so May 11th at 3 p.m.
Okay.
It's at Independence School in Newark.
Right.
On Papermill Road, 1300 Papermill Road. There is a free parking.
Right.
And there are going to be also, I think, some during the intermission, some little...
There you go. Is this a free concert?
It's not a free concert.
There you go.
You can buy tickets at the door or at our website.
Can we have an idea of the price associated?
Yes, the prices are different for the different categories.
Okay.
So we have for general public, for senior, and for, you know, student, under 8th grade is free.
Okay.
So according to...
Depending on the age.
On the age. It's about 20, 15.
Which is very nice. Yeah, I mean, it's not...
And we have also special discounts for groups.
Oh, okay.
So when we get up to 10 tickets from the same group, there is some discount, and our business manager deals with that. So
there you go.
There is a telephone that... they can call.
Why don't you share that one? Thank you.
Let me see if I can find over here. Yes. So 302-369-3466.
There you go.
Again, 302-369-3466. And our website is www.newarksymphony.org.
Now, you have a fascinating resume. We have to share a little bit for those who have not had a chance to get to know you a little bit better. Tell us about your beginnings with conduction, and what is the thing perhaps that fascinates you about that?
You know, I started as a pianist when I was a 4 years old kid. Mm-hmm. I had an accident.
Oh, you
have. I fell badly and I broke all my teeth. It was horrible.
Oh my God.
But something good from that happened. I went to, you know, the capital of Sicily to, you know, hospital doctor. So they fixed me. So I don't look ugly anymore. My mom said you were like a monster, but now nobody believes that, but I was. Right. And then we slept at a friend's house. And that friend had a piano. And somehow I was
four
years old, and I fell in love with that thing. I started to play and invent music and I say, Mom, look, this is like bird singing. This is like monster. This is like a movie. Or somehow it was kind of shocking.
Connected with you. So yeah. You were four?
I was four.
When that happened?
Yeah.
Hold to that thought. Let's re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. We are very lucky today to have Maestro Simeon Tartaglioni from the Newark Symphony Orchestra. Let's go back to your origins. 4 years old, and you found a piano, began playing, and then you were captured.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure I was playing something that didn't make any sense, but my mom remembered that I was fascinated with these different sounds and colors, and I was imitating things that I probably heard at the television, like, you know, different colors of sounds that connected me with some emotions. So from there, she decided, coming back when everything was fixed with my teeth, to go back to piano lessons. So I started quite soon. And there, that was my start. I was not a good student.
You were not?
So if you are not a good student listening to me, there's hope.
There is hope.
I hated to practice. I was playing and, you know.
How many hours did you practice back then?
I should not say that. Not much. Not enough.
You didn't practice much.
Because I liked freedom. I liked to probably improvise on my piano. So I had a hard time up to a certain age, about 11, to really, you know, go and do scales and things you need to do.
Right.
After that, I got to be fanatic. You know, I used to do like all hand-on piano technique every day.
Really?
Like when in my teenager years, I was a fanatic of technique and piano. So then I changed.
You improved.
But conducting started early too. I remember I was with Tchaikovsky 5. And I loved that piece. I used to, you know, close the windows in my living room, put the stereo, you know, the radio, very high volume, and conduct in the dark. So in my, you know, young teenage years, my mom started to think, maybe that guy has something wrong. You know, what are you doing? Are you sick?
He's losing it.
So that was, I didn't understand well how to conduct, but somehow really I felt.
Connected with you.
I felt like a disease that was invading my brain and my hands needed to move with music. It was like being possessed.
That's a good way of putting it. Now, I don't know, to be honest with you, how do you transition from being a musician to being a conductor? Because what I envision to happen is you need to know each one of the instruments, making the story short. You need to recognize pieces here and there, and you need to put the pieces together. So how are you able to do that?
Italy is very strict for conducting.
Okay.
So you need to first finish like one instrument. So I was pianist. So I finished my 10 years degree plus 5 plus 3 plus 2. After that, you need to have 7 years of composition. And after the 7th year of composition, you are, if you pass, you are allowed to apply for the conducting class.
Just to get the access.
And the end of the composition degree is a nightmare. They lock you, and I say lock for real, for 18 hours. They give you like the beginning of a fugue with all lightning words, and you need to finish in 18 hours. If you need the restroom, you ring the bell, and they make sure you don't talk to anybody.
Oh,
you
my
don't see
goodness.
Yeah, you know, it's, and then you, after 18 hours, I did this in Santa Cecilia in Rome.
Uh-huh.
And so it was kind of cool. At the end, like 3 in the morning, we went out. Uh-huh. And it was Piazza di Spagna, was so lovely.
Right.
It was kind of interesting with my friends. But then you get like one day off, you go back, they lock you again 18 hours.
Oh my God.
You do a double choir for 8 voices in old cleft with the Latin words again. Then you go out at 3 in the morning again. You have fun with your friends. One day rest. You go back 12 hours. They lock you to do a piece for violin and piano. One day off, they lock you again for 8 hours for an analysis. They give you like a movement of a symphony. And then one day off, and they call you to improvise. They give you like different keys, and they ask you to improvise a piano piece from one key to another one. If you pass all this nightmare, you can apply for the conducting class. And like in Rome, when I did in Santa Cecilia, we had only 2 spots every year. And the city is 5 million people.
Right.
And, you know, and it's the main conservatory. So I was from Sicily. So from all over, we tried to apply there. So I had a lot of
positions in there.
Yeah. I had a lot of friends who were, you know, I'm sure in other places they will easily get in. But after all this process, this nightmare process, they didn't get in. So it's Italy with conducting is a kind of
Is it always that brutal?
For conducting,
In Italy or somewhere else? Is about.
Some country in Europe have the same strictness for this thing. They want you to really know how to compose so that when you see a piece, you can really, you know, broke it in pieces, say, know exactly how it's built, you know, piece by piece.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like you just move your hands in front of people, but that's just a little tiny portion of many things.
Yeah, that's the easy part. You know, conducting is a job that you can do very well if you know everything and your hands move and your
that's
heart.
That's the secret you need to know.
But in other words, if you conduct a wonderful orchestra, even if you are real a bad conductor, still the process is good. So it's not going to be great. It's only be good. And so once you do 2-3 times, it's going to be boring if you are not, yeah.
Right.
But still, yeah, a pianist that cannot play, you immediately can notice it. A conductor that cannot conduct, you need more concert. And once you get bored, you see, okay, there is something wrong with that. And then you figure out that, you know, the conductor has a role.
Now, let me ask you a question probably out of ignorance. What is that specific thing that a good conductor brings in a concert?
There are different aspects. One thing is a conductor needs to have a vision and ear for what needs to be done.
Okay.
So rehearsals are extremely important so that, you know, everybody can be convinced with power of love of music, not by dictatorships, because it doesn't work. Everybody needs to be convinced that this is the way to do. So if you are honest with your players and you show your emotions, every details is clear that it's going in the right direction, or at least in what you think is the right direction. So rehearsals are very important to prepare. What happened at the concert is that it's like being naked. You, of course, you need to know your business and who to cue and how to beat clearly, hopefully, or whatever. But at that point, this is a little less important, that open your heart to the message. If the audience don't cry or laugh or anyway get touched or get taught about, you know, life and emotions, conductor is useless, you know.
That is a, you know what, when you were describing what a conductor brings to a concert, it's pretty much in the business world what a good leader / CEO brings to an organization, which is you probably are not noticed if you're doing rightly your work, but you are the driving force.
In some ways, yes, you know, the conductor is the face and is, you know, the musical
and
energy.
The glue that brings the pieces together.
In some way, yes. But, you know, I always compare orchestras with the horses. There are four legs. One is the board and the president that work strongly. And Newark Symphony is very fortunate. We have an incredible, you know, strong board and mm-hmm. president and vice president who give their life to the orchestra.
Okay.
They have like their full-time jobs plus the, you know,
this,
the Newark Symphony.
Right.
And they do for free.
Mm-hmm.
The other leg is the PR department. And
right.
now Newark Symphony is a very strong PR department.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the business, you know, management, the business manager. Of
right.
And then there's the music director. If all four legs
work right,
the horse is going to win the race. One or two of these legs are shorter or don't work
it's
well.
It's not going to
happen.
Yeah,
it's going to be okay, but it's not going to be great. So music director is important, but by itself is not going to solve problems or
nicely,
you know,
put,
change.
You're so right. There are many pieces to the whole composition that has to be taken into consideration. So let's close by refreshing memories and tell us about the concert. When is that going to happen? We have just a few seconds left.
Yes, so we hope all our mothers and children will come to this Mother's Day at the Symphony Concert on Mother's Day, May 11 at 3 p.m. at the Independent mm-hmm. School in mm-hmm. Newark, 1300 on Paper Mill Road. So I hope to see you there, and you will like the concert, I'm sure.
It sounds like a very promising one. Thanks for your time today.
It was
appreciate
a pleasure.
That.
Thank you.
So don't forget, please call 302-369-3466 or go to their website, info@newarksymphony.org. It promises to be a fantastic concert for Mother's Day. So there you go. 302-369-3466.